Welcome back to Missouri Capital for our weekly audio update. A few things that are going on this week. The first couple I want to talk about are tax related. First, we did move forward with Senate Bill 509 and 490. One of those bills was my bills that were rolled into that overall tax package that we sent out of the Senate this week that does provide broad-based tax relief for every individual in the state and every business. As we've talked about before last year and this year, this is a really important policy initiative for us to move forward on by way of economic development to grow our economy and allow people to keep and businesses to keep more of their own money. And again, expand our economy. We moved that out of the Senate this week, and those discussions and negotiations will continue. Hopefully, we end up with something that can provide that tax relief for Missourians this year in 2014. Some other issues that are going on that are tax-related. We also passed out of the Senate a sales tax exemption for farmers producing and selling goods to farmers' markets. In Kirkwood, for example, and in Webster Groves, there are robust farmers' markets that are increasingly popular as people are looking for organically grown property and something that they know they can go down the street and visit a farmer's market for. So we helped in that way. We also made sure that every business, as they're dealing with a tax appeal with the Department of Revenue, the burden of proof is on the Department of Revenue. We fixed that in the law this week to make sure that the burden of proof is with the state and not with the taxpayer. As we move forward on the budget, the House sent over their budget bills last week, and the Senate will start considering those as we approach our May deadline to pass the budget. A couple of items of note. There was increased autism funding, which I bring that up because this is Autism Awareness Month. And yesterday was World Autism Awareness Day. And we've worked on a lot of these issues. As folks know, my son Stephen is affected by autism. And we passed the autism insurance bill a few years ago that is providing therapies and coverage to literally thousands of individuals across the state. So I wanted to bring that up as we talk about funding. We also have increased funding for parents as teachers, which I think is a very, very valuable program. So we'll consider that along with other budget items like increased funding for K-12 education and higher education as the weeks roll on here as we approach our May 16th date that we end our legislative session for 2014. Thanks for joining me this week, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.